Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Well, a lot going on in Washington, D.C. with President Joe Biden's climate change strategy. In the balance, Democratic lawmakers headed to the White House to look for new ways to narrow, reshape, and swiftly wrap up negotiations on what had been his sweeping $3.5 trillion budget plan. Right now, we have with us on our newsline to talk about a key component of that, which is the president's climate change strategy, is Danny Richter. He is with the Citizens Climate Lobby, working hard to get a piece of legislation included in this broader package, and that would be a carbon pricing program that would, I guess we'll have Danny explain it to us. Danny, good morning. Thanks for coming on. What is carbon pricing and what is its fate right now as lawmakers debate this budget?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yep.
A carbon price is what scientists and economists have called a necessary condition of ambitious climate policy. And right now, the United States is really the only developed economy that hasn't done it yet. And basically what it does is it makes fossil fuels pay something closer to their true cost when you account for all the climate and health damages that burning them causes. So that's what a carbon price is, and it actually hasn't been in President Biden's climate plan overall, but we do know that the Senate Finance Committee is considering it, and with the news over the weekend about Senator Joe Manchin saying he couldn't do the clean electricity payment program, which has been in President Biden's plan, people are starting to talk more about a carbon price.
So does it hurt the cause or help the cause, what Joe Manchin is currently talking about?
I think that at this point, we want as many solutions discussed as possible. And my understanding, talking to Senate staff, was that the carbon price was going to be in what Democrats were going to propose anyway. But this certainly focuses the mind. The goal that Democrats are really shooting for is a 50% reduction in emissions below 2005 levels by 2030. That is what President Biden has committed. And when you start removing pieces, it becomes every other piece that remains becomes more important. And a carbon price is an important piece that does become more important if you're starting to take away other pieces.
Danny Richter is our guest. He is with the Citizens Climate Lobby, and I know you have you're based in Los Angeles, or where are you based?
I'm actually based in Washington, D.C.
D.C., very good. But I know you have contingents across the state of Minnesota as well and the country. Good friends up in northern Minnesota listening today, concerned about this, as we all probably should be, in the sense that I think a lot of people talk about climate change, but the reality of climate change, even though we're seeing storms, extreme weather, still seems sort of out there and not catastrophic at this point. I mean, how do you really get people more involved in this conversation? More sort of run-of-the-mill, middle-of-the-road people.
Yeah, well, we specialize in people like that. I mean, we have people not just in northern Minnesota. We have people everywhere. We have our volunteers in every single congressional district in the country. And I think that a lot of those people otherwise would not be engaged in politics. I think that our one rule is whoever you're meeting with, you have to find something you genuinely appreciate about them, and you have to express that to them. And that kind of reasonable approach, you know, that neighborly approach, I think that that makes politics approachable to a lot of people. And a lot of those people have found a home with us, and we get them engaged by, you know, toning down the shouting, by finding things we appreciate, being neighborly, working together to move things forward, and really moving together in a common direction towards a goal that we can all get excited about. So that's what we do. That's how we do it.
That's great. And I wanted to ask as well, because this gets, you call it carbon pricing. Other people call it a tax on carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuels. So is it something that we're going to pay more for gas at the pump? I mean, how's it going to affect us if, in fact, it happens?
Yeah, a carbon price is a more general term. It includes both a carbon tax and it includes an emissions trading system or cap and trade. Probably what is going to happen in the Senate and in the House, because we're talking about budget reconciliation, is a carbon tax. That's just easier to do through reconciliation. And you would expect it to raise fuel prices, except my understanding that what they're discussing in the Senate is an exemption for consumer gasoline. So if that is correct, then you wouldn't see any increase in your gas prices for all those people out there on their morning commute. But otherwise it would be on fossil fuels, coal, oil, and gas, except for consumer gasoline. That's my understanding of this. And what gets me excited about that is it's really systemic. It's economy-wide. A lot of approaches have been sector by sector, you know, the building sector, the transportation sector, the power sector. But if you put the price on fossil fuels where they come out of the ground, again, that's just more efficient. You get all those sectors. Anybody who's using fossil fuels, they're going to have an incentive to use less.
So you have Joe Manchin in West Virginia, the big coal state. I mean, how do you convince fossil fuel users, coal users, that this is to find different options? I mean, you know what I mean? Where are we going with that so that they don't end up thinking, well, now you've taken away our livelihood. Now what do we do?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that it's important to view a carbon price or carbon tax in the context in which we find it today. And that is in this huge package. I mean, we're probably not going to get to the initially stated $3.5 trillion. It's probably going to be somewhere in the $1.5 to $2 trillion range, but that's trillion with a T. That's a lot of money. And I do know that Democrats are talking about a lot of other ways of supporting Americans, including people who are involved in the fossil fuel industry who might be displaced. And so I think that you have to look at the entirety of this package and all the other parts that are doing it. My priority with my organization is to really work on the climate issue, get those emissions down in a way that makes sense, that is efficient, that takes care of low-income households. We've always advocated for returning the revenue raised back to households, and it looks like that will also be a part of the carbon tax the Senate is discussing. So I do think it's really important to remember government exists for people, and if government is going to pass something, even to improve a problem like climate, you got to remember the people it's going to affect.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.